This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Holly Chichester here. She is the horticulturist and manager of grounds facilities operations here at Florida Tech. Holly, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
The grounds are gorgeous here at Florida Tech, and just beginning to get into that spring season when everything starts to bloom again and people get their green thumbs. Just in time for that, we have the Botanical Fest coming up. Can you tell us what this year's event's going to be like?
Last year was the largest that Florida Tech had in its 8 years at that time. This is our ninth annual event, and it is on March 1st. It's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's just going to be a day of plants and information gathering, and people can purchase all kinds of garden-oriented materials to feed their passion. I think that's going to be hopefully the biggest one we've had yet, and they're going to get bigger every year.
And it's free admission, free parking?
Free admission, free parking. It is on a Saturday. It is during our spring break, so the campus will be a little bit more vacant than usual, so there'll be more places for folks to park and hopefully spend a majority of their day with us. We have free tours in the botanical garden as well, which is a focal point, and this is actually a benefit event for the botanical garden and the future of the botanical garden.
Tell us about some of the vendors. What kind of plants are we going to have?
Obviously, it's going to be 99.9% of things that are Florida-friendly and appropriate to plant in your gardens down here. We have everyone from bonsai and orchid vendors to actual landscape nurseries here in the area that have 1, 3, 7, 15, 30-gallon plants, upwards to 65, and they can make arrangements for larger if you'd like that. So the plant sizes will be everything from something you can put on your windowsill in your kitchen to something that you can shade your sunniest spot in your yard with.
Now, one of the coolest things about this festival, and I hope we're still doing it, is the fact that you can buy the plant and just leave it with the vendor and then just drive your car up and they'll load it in for you.
Yes, we have valet plant delivery. What we offer every year is we have volunteers, some Boy Scouts and some ROTC folks who are going to assist with us again this year, and they do a spectacular job where you can purchase the plant material and you don't have to carry it around with you, so you can purchase more things with a light load. What they do is they make arrangements to gather everything that you've purchased, and we have a loading area where you can just go get your car, pull around, and we'll have everything ready for you too, and we'll load it up in your vehicle so you can take it home and plop it in the ground.
That is so perfect. So once again, this is coming up on March 1st, and what are the hours?
From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the vendors are going to be here the night before, the day before, setting up, so we'll have everything ready to roll first thing, and the weather's supposed to be nice, so even if it's not in Florida in the wintertime, it's still nice compared to what's going on up north.
Boy, that's for sure. So once again, this is the Botanical Fest. You can get all kinds of plants from bananas to palms to indoor to outdoor. Are the master gardeners going to be here this
They are
year?
Indeed. They're going to be here to answer any of your questions, and we're going to have a couple of folks from the university grounds crew, including myself, who will be around to help you out if you need to.
All right. So if somebody wanted more information, is there a phone number or a website?
Yes, indeed. You can contact us here at the university at 674-6152. Of course, that's area code 321. Again, that's 674-6152. And you can feel free to contact me as well at the facilities office. And that number is 674-8038.
All right. Well, Holly, thanks for coming again. Thanks for coming in. Once again, the Botanical Fest happens March 1st, 8 to 4, right here on campus, free and open to the public. We hope to see you there.
Thank you.